I explain the previous slok, the pranam mantra of Srila Prabhupada. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Vitale Sishman Bhakti Pradhyan Kesa Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Iti Nami Srivasa Bhanavi. Can you tell the essence? You remember?
Yes.
Very quickly. That those Sambandha Jnana. And there is a Sambandha Vijnana. Some differ. Sambandha Jnana, well, this relation is that. That he is our Prabhu, we are his servant. This is Sambandha Jnana. But Vijnana, a special kind of relation with Krishna. Like friend, like son, like he was son of Yashoda and Nanda, and he was related with Gopi. Krishna was beloved of, most beloved of all the Gopi, Gopi Jana Vallabha. He had come, descended one day to Vishis. Vishis began with love and affection. And he may realize us. We can realize all these things by his mercy. And that very person is Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. In eternal world, in Braja, he is Nainamanjari. He has told himself that he is Nainamanjari. So, he is very merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this relation, Rupa Goswami gave this relation, now he is living. After this, Namaste Gauravani, Murtaye Dinatarini, Rupanga Vridhapa Siddhanta Harini. Namaste, Namaste, I'm offering my less and less pranam to you, Dao, and our lotus feet. Atla Bhakti Siddhanta. Namaste, Gauravani, Murtaye. He was the embodiment of Chaitanya Vani. Vani means? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, what he wants to tell, his embodiment of all. He is Chaitanya Vani himself. My Gurudev, I have heard from my Gurudev and so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada that he always used to speak Harikatha. Always. If there are some person he used to speak, but not even a boy is there, he used to speak. Not boy he used to tell this walls of the room. Without Harikatha he correctly. So he is called Gauravani Murti. We have heard that once he was in preaching in Eastern Bengal. And he was just planning the first slok of Srimad Bhagavatam. Janma Dashya Jata Anmayadi Sarasakya Artho Abhigya Swarag Tene Brahma Ridaja Adhikave Muhyanti Jata. This slok. And he explained so many various explanations. About 1 month he could not complete this very slok. Very beautiful explanation. It is written in your Gauriya. So, very learned scholar he was, always taking Harikatha in various ways. One disciple of Srila Prabhupada named Siddhanti, Sri Rupa Siddhanti. He was a very junior disciple, very little age, about 24. And he was with Nemi Maharaj, a very learned scholar sannyasi. Was very learned scholar in Sanskrit and everything. So they went to preach in Eastern Bengal. And when they were preaching, Nemi Maharaj ordered him to speak something, and he spoke so boldly, so boldly, that it is very hard for southern ordinary person to speak like that. He told what was true. Perhaps you know or not the name of Vivekananda and also Rabindranath Tagore. He has
Nobel Prize
also. He told them that Vivekananda was Vivekananda. In Bengali language, Vivekananda with no knowledge. Vivekananda. Because he was only telling the something of kitchen room for ladies, those who cook. No good Siddhanta of working, nothing. Also Rabindranath Tagore had so long
beard.
And white, he was old, was very famous in whole world. But he was against bhakti. So he told him like a old
goat.
And hearing this, all the
audience
became so upset. And they told that we don't want to hear anything. Sit down. Nemi Maharaj became very upset and he sent a wire to Srila Prabhupada, Atri Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, that our preaching was so successful. But this boy, Siddhasarup Brahmacharya, oh, he has just fallen everything. He told like this. Then Prabhupada answered quickly, "I am coming soon. He has a very big, successful preaching. I want a preaching like this. Truth should be told very boldly." So he is a bold man and he has preached for lakhs and lakhs million dollars preaching. I am so happy. I am coming. And we will have a meeting and we will call and I will satisfy you all by my argument. And he quickly came there and a big meeting was there and he challenged that if Siddhasarup Brahmachari has told anything against, you can come and I am challenging you. And he then began to speak so boldly that all were stopped. These are not actually religions. Only to eat and drink and make an obedience. These are the religions of animals, like pig and hog. These are not transcendental things. They don't know that they are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead and your eternal service of Him. So you must know all Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, all ethics, like this. Kamilnath Thakur as Vivekananda Thakur are not in this line. They are like demons. Totally they are right. They don't know ABCD of Sanatana Dharma or Bhakti Dharma. They are Gundas of Dharma Raj, you mean? Rascals of religion. So, all that became silent and his arguments were so solid and strong that anyone could not face him or refuse him. So Prabhupada was like this. You know that then Namaste Gauravani Murte, always he was manifesting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He established Mayapur, where Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj told that this is Mayapur, the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave charge of that Mayapur to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. And from there he began Parikrama of Nodeep. And in the Chandrasekhar Bhavan, he established Chaitanya Math there. And from there he began to preach of a whole world. So many new brahmachari, energetic, sincere, they began to come and join, and thus he began preaching. So he was embodiment of the Gaur Bani. Gaur Bani Murtaye Dinatarine Dinatarine. What is the meaning of Dinatarine? Din means those who are
fallen
and always suffering, in suffering, in so many problems. So he called over all the students in Bengal at that time or in India, and they came in his guidance. He gave them sannyas, renounce all, tridanda, and made them brahmachari. And by then he began to preach everywhere. Sometimes it seems that he was so cruel, very cruel. Why cruel? So many mothers became sunless. He took this very beautiful cream of the society and made them sannyasi or brahmachari. So they all used to weep, father and mothers and brothers, even wives also, because they became renowned for it. He has told him in his last words that so many are thinking that I am so
cruel,
but really not cruel. One day we will have to give up this world. Our wealth will be here, body will be here. So before dying, we must know what is the goal of our life. I have taken so many sons, so many husbands, and that is why they are so much angry with me. One day they will realize that I am only there. So,
well,
only also to Brahmins he told, I have established Varnasam Dharma. Those who are the sons of Brahmins, they are not sons of, they are not Brahmin actually. Those who have quality, they are
Brahmin.
If any bhakta, but it is not necessary the sons of all bhakta will be bhakta. We see that Prahlad Maharaj was son of any very great demon, but he was so bhakta. And also we see that there are so many Vatsa, their sons are like demons. They don't believe in Krishna. So if there is quality of Brahmins, then he is Brahmin. Otherwise not Brahmin. Anyone in this world who may be of any caste or anything, he may be Christian, Buddha, anything, but he has qualities of devotees, of Brahmin, knowing Brahma. Who is Supreme Brahma? Krishna is Supreme Brahma. Then he is actually Brahmin. If a Brahmin coming in that dynasty from his father, but he has no all these qualities, not bhakta, then he must be like a Shudra. Nowadays, this disciple of Srila Prabhupada, all are like Prabhupada, all are bhakta. About 95% or 99% these devotees who have taken renounce order. Where is Jayatirtha? Where is Brahmananda? Where is Bhavananda? Where is Bhagavanda? Hansudut? Where? Kirtanananda? I know all. They used to come to me. I know. Where they are? They are devotees too. They are followers of Srila Prabhupada. They have left him. So those who are like this, they are surely they are not devotees. Even a grihastha, not knowing anything, ABCD of all this Siddhanta, but he is falling truly to Srila Swami Maharaj. Oh, truly he is to be regarded as a devotee. Because he has qualities. But these persons were actually fallen at that time also. They never had believed so much in Prabhupada. So, Brahmin, son is not Brahmin, Bhakt son or Bhakt disciple is not all, are not all Bhakta. It depends on the quality. So we must qualities. We should know that we are of a very big family, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu family. We should respect all who are in this family. We will respect whether they are fallen or demons. But if he has anyhow taken initiation from Swamiji, whether by what? Telephone or cassette or anything. And no quality. Oh, they are only in group. But really of Janma Thakurani, Nityananda Prabhu, Vichandra Prabhu, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. In their line, we don't accept them like a Vaishnava. Really, they are ignorant. They don't know ability of this thing. Now, some devotees, they are wanting to establish Srila Prabhupada in Bhakti, Bhakti Vedanta. That he is only, he was only Guru, he is only Guru, and he will be always only last Guru and first Guru. Actually, these ideas are so bogus. Bogus. Against the Bhakti people. And against the principles of Swamiji himself. He never told like this. Never or any disciple orders Guru never told. So, we should try to follow all these things. We should honor all. Like a family. We are one family. If anyone is going against all these things, oh, he must not be given honor. He is a fallen person. Namaste Gaurvani Murti Dinatarine Si Rupanuga Vriddhata Siddhanta. These are Rupanuga Vriddha Siddhanta. Vriddha means against the principles of Rupanuga. He cut all the jungles of all these things. Sarvya, Sakhi, Deti and all others. Bogus things. So you should try to follow Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. In the line of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, both Hariraja's son, same, both preaching is same, both arguments are same. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj cut all the arguments of Mayavad, only taking the arguments of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took all these things from Jiva Goswami and Baldev Vidya Bhushan. So he has also taken all these things. Mayavad is like a Kusiddhanta. Kusiddhanta means against Siddhanta. Bhagavad Siddhanta. No Siddhanta at all. Yes or no? He is telling Mayavad that Brahma Satyam Jagana Mithya Jivo no Brahmaiva Napa. Brahma Satyam. Only Brahma is Satyam. And he is separate, colorless, tasteless, powerless. And that is Satya. If he has no existence, how can be Satya? Satya means there should be existence. But that Brahma, Nirvishesh Brahma, has no existence. No shape, nothing, is powerless because he cannot be, cannot have a shape. So he cut it all the arguing by the Jiva Goswami. There is not so much time to quote their all arguments. But I think it is very essential to give all these things. So later on I will try to give. So he cut at the jungles of all the bogus arguments of Mayavad. Mayavad means Jiva is Brahma. But this is bogus idea. Jiva are eternal servant of Krishna. Once Swamiji challenged in South India for this argument. Tamal Krishna and others were there preaching, Giriraj Maharaj and so many. And South Indian Mayavadi came from Sringeri Math and they opposed and they wanted to make so much problems for them. Then at that time Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj went there and he challenged them and he cut all their arguments and they run away from there. He was so bold. He was as bold as my Guru there. Ashrila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Namaste Gaurvani Murti Dhinatarine Sri Rupan Vridhapa Siddhanta Santa Harine. Santa Harine means? Destroyed all these things. Our Guru Maharaj also. He was so bold. He was so nirbhik. And he used to speak truth always. He never cared for anyone, like Swamiji was doing here, anyone. So they are in one line. So these are the pranam mantra of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Can you tell something about Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? Fifteen minutes. This would also be ready.
Sangajnanatinidanghastajananjanasalakaya chakshurunnitamjena tasmai sugurave namaha Sivasabhanuri devi daitaya kripadhaye krishna sambandhavijnanadayine prabhave namaha Hare krishna 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 hare 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 rama 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 hare hare First of all, I pay my humble obeisance to the lotus feet of my Guru Padma. After that, in the assembly here to hear Hari Katha, the teachings and life history of the Guru Padma Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I pay my humble obeisance to him also. So the Guru ordered me So this sir something is teaching. So Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur descend in this world from spiritual sky. He discussed about five doctors, five kinds of knowledge. Prasaksha, Paraksha, Aparaksha, Abhakshaya, Aprakita. Prasaksha knowledge means by our senses which is earning that knowledge. Then we have five kinds of knowledge by which we can earn knowledge. It is called Gyanendriya. So eyes, ears, nose, tongue and skin. By these five senses, which knowledge we acquire is called Prasaksha Gyan. After that, Srila Prabhupada told Paraksha. Paraksha means beyond these senses. What is that? It is called Sarga, the knowledge of heavenly planet. If you attain heavenly planet, where king is Indra, going there you have to come back again. Why? It mentioned in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Thine punne mattalokam visanti. When your past activity will be finished, you have to come back. When you'll go direct, and when you come back, you have to come back, your head will be down and feet will be up. So heavenly planet is not permanent residence for devotee. So who is only did some past activity, they attain heavenly planet and come back again from there in this material world. Aparaksha, what is not prasaksha or paraksha, but beyond off of these two ideas, it is called aparaksha, that means mukti, liberation. So if your knowledge that I am not in this physical body, but doing bhajan I shall emerge in Brahma, or Bhagavan is called mukti, is called aparaksha again, but for devotee, it is not good. Why not? It is mentioned in scripture, if sometime God wants to donate this, Bhaktatar Diyamanavati Navrinnanti Dinamat Sevanam Jana. Devotee never demands the other than service of Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Krishna. They want only service, they never like mukti. Because if you attain liberation, then you like senseless. There is some idea of ignorant person that in liberation there are plenty of pleasure, plenty of ananda, is not correct. When you become so sick or sometimes you get operation, you have to go to operation theater. At that time the anesthetist could not understand what is going on there. Similarly, when he emerged there, he could not understand what is there going on, like a stone. So, being strong is not good, so mukti is not good, aparaksha is not good. Beyond this, Srila Prabhupada told adhakshaja. Adhakshaja means what is beyond of the senses. Adhakritam akshajam jnanam. By your senses you could not attain that adhakshaja vastu. What is adhakshaja? That is innumerable Vaikuntha. Sri Ram, Sri Nisimha, Sri Narayan, all are lived in different Vaikuntha planet. They call Adhakshaya Tattva.
Their service.
Their service is Adhakshaya, service of Adhakshaya Tattva. And among them is service of Supreme Personality Godhead, Sri Krishna is Aprakita Tattva. Lord Ramchandra and Nisimha, they are also God, but Krishna is Supreme Personality Godhead. Our first Guru, that Brahma, he mentioned in his Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtisu Kalaniyamena Tishan, Nana Vataramakare Bhuvanesu Kintu, Krishna Sayam Samavat Kamapumanjo, Govinda Madhipurusam Tamaham Bhajami. There are so many incarnations of Lord Sri Ram and etc. They are incarnation of God, they are not Swayam Bhagavan. They are God, but not Supreme Personality Godhead. Krishna sent them in this planet to define different causes. When Krishna wants to establish Marjada, then he used to send Marjada Purushottam Ramchandra. Sometimes to establish another thing, when Nisimadev came in this planet, then Krishna wants to show the whole world the glory of devotee, how devotee is tolerant, how devotee is tolerant power, and if devotee is suffering so many ways by the relatives, by him, yet the neighbors become fearful, always the fearless and so bold. He wants to show the whole world and came in form of Nisimadev. Sometimes Krishna sends Yuga Avatar. So all of avatar, incarnation, but they are not Supreme Personality Godhead. The service of Supreme Personality Godhead is called service of Aparajita Tattva. Srila Prabhupada, in his last days, gives some advices. Among those advices, Prabhupada told Saham Karna, that means the tolerance is the highest quality of a Vaishnava. If we want to progress in Krishna consciousness, we have to learn how to tolerate. If we could not tolerate, then we could not advance in Krishna consciousness. So you know about the ethics of Vedic literature, Ramayana and Mahabharata. When Draupadi, Queen Draupadi told that blind father, blind son, because Pandavas make one their royal palace, then none can understand that this is water or not. It looked like simple glass, plain field. Do you have oil through and it sink in the water? Somehow it looked like that water current is going so strongly. Then he takes out his cloth and his rug, he feels that it is not water at all. Somehow Duryodhan went through, there is no curtain, it looks like curtain, he won't take out the curtain. So Draupadi, his sister-in-law, and father of Duryodhan is blind. So Draupadi remarks, blind father, blind son. So Duryodhan could not tolerate this. So Mahabharata battle took place. And Ramayana, once demon Marich came in form of golden deer. And Sita Devi requested Lord Ramchandra, please catch this deer or you can kill it. I want this at any cost. So at his last breath, the Marich demon imitated the voice of Ramchandra and told, oh Lakshman, please help me, help me. Tell me Sita Devi, ask Lakshman, go and help your brother. Lakshman told, none can make any problem for my brother. So if you are thinking that if Ram will die, he will make me your wife, it's not possible. You are for your brother. So Lakshman try to at this level get to make her understand that it is a demon's voice, it is not my brother's voice. But Sita Devi could not tolerate this. So Lakshman bound to leave Sita Devi alone and went to jungle. So due to this, that Ravan came and stolen Sita from there because there is no tolerance power of Sita Devi. Eternal potential Ramchandra, they want to teach the whole world that if you have tolerance power, then some great battle may take place. So, we have to be tolerant, otherwise we could not advance in Krishna consciousness. There is another speaker also that will speak, so I am stopping here. So, Prabhupada gives so many advices. among this and other people glorify him. So I am putting a Vansakala to Rupas Petipas in the way of the Patitanam Kavane Po, Vishnare Po, Namo Namaha.
Some life of Srila Prabhupada. In very short.
The movement which
only 10 minutes.
The movement which was started by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
I have left the college because Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur defeated the profession and principles of that college, and he thought that they are not qualified to teach all these things. They don't nothing. So he left the college and he returned to home. Bhakti Vinod Thakur thought that. And his mother was thinking that, oh, how this boy will manage his life
maintenance.
She requested Bhakti Vinod Thakur that you should see any job. Bhakti Vinod Thakur knew this thing, but even he told Srila Vimalani that a very big king, he is my friend, he wants a tutor for his prince and he has requested me, so you can go there and as a tutor you can teach himself. At that time, or it is about 150 years before. So he went there and king was so happy, he gave him a very palatial room for him, and there was a very big Vaishnava library there. So he was there and he began to teach something to preach. But in very few days, the mood of prince was changed and he became a pure devotee by the association of Srila like Haridas Thakur or Raghunath Das Goswami. A little prince like him was very little age and he was associating with Haridas Thakur. And you know that how he became. He left his home, wealth, very beautiful wife, everything, and he quickly went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this prince was in the line of same Raghunath Das Goswami by the association of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Siddhanta Saraswati, that is Bhimlananda. At that time he was Brahmachari. When the queen saw that his son is going to be renounced order taken. And very soon he has changed everything. He has left to take meat, eggs and everything. And he has taken Tulsi Kanthi Mala. And he is doing Vaishnava Sila. And now he is chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And now he is learning so much Siddhant, Bhakti Siddhant. Then she feared and he told her husband, oh, I want that this Vimalananda Saraswati, he should be sent and you can pay him as you are paying, but I don't want that. He should teach my son. The king wanted to make understand his wife, but he was so fixed mind that I will take poison and I will die. I don't want to see that my this son should be a very renowned person and devotee. He is only my son, and after if he will go, then who will be king afterward, and who will serve us? So I don't want. Like Hiranyakashipu. So the king at last was bound to request Vimalananda Saraswati that I want to pay you the same pay. At that time 300 rupees. Oh, very at that time it was so much money. But Srila Prabhupada told that I have not come to for any wealth and any money. In the meantime, he read all the Vaishnava books, their authority books. About 10,000 of books, bhakti books, of Rupa Goswami and others, Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, everything. And noted down everything. He told that, I don't want to be a servant. Oh, I remember Narad. Anyhow, Daksha Prajapati saw that my all children are becoming renounced orders, sannyasis. Then he had a cause for him that you cannot anywhere stand a minute, only you can stand anywhere.
Milking
time of a cow. So you cannot teach all these things to anyone. That you should serve Krishna and you should be happy. Narad became happy that I was servant of this Daksha and only teaching his son, but now I will go everywhere in the world and preach. So Prabhupada told that, oh, I am so happy. And he quickly left. And he refused to take that money also. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur deputed him to Jogpit Mayapur. And he established so much. Now Parikrama was going, and from there, everywhere preached. You know that there was a dispute at that time in Bengal. Very great dispute. Brahmins are superior or Vaishnavas are superior, devotee. A Brahmin, so much learning, his Bhattacharya, knowing all the Shastra, all Vedas, Upanishad and everything. And Vaishnava knowing nothing, only chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare. Who are superior? And there was a big meeting, very big meeting. And in this meeting, whole Brahmins of India learned from Banaras and from so many places, Nadi, they were assembled there. And also Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was also called. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur was that time old age. And he was thinking that what to do. In the meantime, this boy came of only 16 age, and he told that please allow me, order me. I will go and establish your this Pakka Siddhan there. And he became so happy. And then Madhusudan of Radharaman temple, he was a very learned person. He was there, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent his son with Madhusudan Saraswati there, and they went there, and very big crowd. And thousands of Brahmins having so big turbans, and Ved Upanishad taking there for evidence, they came there. And there, Srila Prabhupada, only age of 16, very lean and thin, but very, very like sun. So he stands. All thought that, oh, this is only a boy of 16, knowing nothing, no pagadi, nothing, no his bhatta charge, veda charge or anything. And on the other side, thousands of pandits of Varanasi and Mithila and Navadvip, and all that. So well decorated with so many books, they were assembled. Then he stood up like a lion. Like a lion. and he told that Brahmins are so superior. And hearing this, all Brahmins were clapping that, oh, we have favor and Vaishnava defeated. But after that, he told that, who is Brahmin? Who is Brahmin? Who knows Brahma? Who has bhakti? Then he is Brahmin. Otherwise, by the best faith. And having so much learning Vedas Upanishad, they are not realizing as serving Krishna. Surely they are Shudra, not Brahmin. So, Vaishnava are pure Brahmin. And he gets so many Vedas, Praman, quotation from here and there. And hearing this, a guchha of flower.
Cluster of flowers.
Guchha ka kya hota hai?
Flower.
There was a creeper of flowers, and so many flowers came down on his head, and all Vaishnava were happy and they were clapping, and they all were defeated and they ran away from that concert. So he was so bold. Even in the age of 15. So there are so many things. Once when Gaurakrishna Das Bhagavad Maharaj left his body and he departed in Golok Vrindavan Dham, all the Babajis of Navadvip, Kuliya, they assembled and they were trying to buy some ropes from market. Why? Because Gaurakrishna Das Bhagavad Maharaj has told them that after my